Feast of the Apostles. And talking about the Apostles, I know we're not going to talk about the Apostles, but I just want to link what we're talking about with the Feast of the Apostles. So we can see that the Apostles, as we all know, they are the ones who established the church. In the book of Acts, we can see how they worked hard and they preached, as we've just said in the in this nice song that we just sang. And the apostles, they established and they served and they preached and they established the church. And the church that the apostles has established, whom we are celebrating the feast tomorrow, they established this church based on love. Based on love. And in basing the church on love, they've put a very important rule, I think, or important principle. If this principle, we lose it, then the church wouldn't be stable. The church wouldn't be stable. And this principle that the apostles established is that the church is the body of Christ. The church is the body of Christ. And that's why tonight we are talking from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10, according to your program, says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another." And this is what the apostles has established. If we look backwards and forwards in this chapter, we can see that they are talking about the one body. The one body. In verse 5, "You also, we being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another." And we are individually members of one another. So if this church that the apostles has established lost this principle that we are all one body, then, as I said in the beginning, is not going to be stable. It's going to lose stability, and of course it's going to be affected. And that's why the apostles, from the beginning, they started to put that principle in our mind and in our heart, that we are each one of us completing each other. In the epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, chapter 12, both of them, Romans 12, with 1 Corinthians 12, we can see St. Paul is talking about the one body. And he is saying about the one body, Yul Keda for 12:12, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." So working together as one body is an extreme is an extremely important principle in the church that the apostles has established. And that's why they said in this verse comes in back, verse 10 that we are talking about today, "Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love." If I feel that Abuna Ubriel is my competitor, then we will fight. He wants to do this, when I want to do this, we're competing with each other. But if I feel that we are completing each other, I am without him incomplete, and he is without me incomplete, then this love will come. Why? Because I feel that I love him. He is part of me and I am part of him. We are completing each other. And this is what the apostles wanted to establish. And that's why in this verse, St. Paul says, "Be kindly affectionate to one another." You have to understand that principle for you to be able to love each other. You have to understand that we are all one body. We completing each other. You cannot do without me, and I cannot do without you. And this is love. Love means I cannot live without you. I love you and I cannot live without you. This is love. I can't live without you. And that's why this church that the apostles established based on that love. We are completing each other. We love each other. Once this love fades away or does not exist for a reason or another, this church started to, it's like the glue or like the cement. If this building is built together with bricks, between the bricks fi a cement. So if we are the bricks, the cement is love. Without this cement, without this love, the building cracked. Is not stable. It's going to crack. It's going to be knocked down without this love. And that's why the church, as I said, that the apostle has established, they established it on that principle. They said we are all members in one body. So we are completing each other. In this body, the eye cannot say to the nose, I don't need you. I'm an eye. I can see everything. I can, I don't need the nose. It can't happen. And same with the ears cannot say to the eyes, I can hear everything, I don't need you. No, you need me. Because we are all one body. We are completing each other. And let's assume that the ears hate the nose, while the nose hate the mouth. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And that's why, as I said, this is a very extremely important principle that the church, that the apostles put from the beginning of the church, that we have to have this love. Love means we love each other, we complete each other, and we strongly glued to each other. We are connected, we are glued to each other. So it's not just love killer that you've done something bad to me, khalas, I'm not your friend anymore. That's not the church. The church is a very strong love. Yani, not our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came down, he didn't say, because you hated me as human being, yani, and you ignored me and you accused me of being demon possessed, okay, I'm not going to complete the salvation, see you later, and khalas, I'm going to go back to heaven and forget about the salvation. He didn't do that. Even though we as human being, we accused him and we neglected him and we did everything bad to him, is still with this love, this strong love, as I said, strong glue, strong love. He said, I still love you, and I still not just love you, yani, he said, I love you. No, he died for us. He died for us. This is how strong this love is. This is how strong our Lord's love to us is. And in return, he is asking us to love each other in the same way, with the same love, with this same strong love that can put us together, being one body in him. عشان كده, if we go to the verse before, the one that we're talking about tonight, verse 9, you will let love be without hypocrisy. In verse 9, you will let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. If you want to love each other, that the apostles yani are talking about, this kind of love that they are building the church on, has to be without hypocrisy. Why? Because this hypocritical love is very fake. It's not going to glue us together. It's going to be together very fake. It's not going to do the effect of love. And that's why in this verse 10, you would be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. So it's not just any love. No, you have to be kindly affectionate. What would kindly affectionate be, yani, if we think together, kida, what do you think he would mean by kindly affectionate to one another, by being kindly affectionate to one another? What does that mean? What affectionate? Be kindly affectionate to one another. What does that mean? He could have said just love one another and that's it. Why did he say be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love? يعني this brotherly love has to be kindly affectionate. What does that mean? I need help. Come on, help me. What does that mean? What do you think it would mean? Yes? Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Because this is the love that the Lord is talking about. As I said, He did not stay in heaven sending us messages saying, guys, I love you, but you're still going to go to hell, but I love you, you know? But I love you so much. And He stayed in heaven. He didn't do that. He said, no, I have to express my love to you. I'm going to incarnate and take your flesh, and I'm going to come down here and humble myself and save you, die on your behalf. That's what I'm going to do. So it's not just, oh, I love you guys. No, I'm going to come and die for you on your behalf. I'm going to pay your debt. And this is kindly affectionate. He is showing His love. So this is what St. Paul is talking about. When we love one another, we have to show that love. We have to show that love. It is easy to say to each other, oh, we love each other. But where, how would you show that? How would you show that you really love me? What did you do to show that love? And this is, I think, is important thing. Yani, even for example, if we take it on a family level, I can, as a father, tell my children, I love you guys, but I have no time for you. I can't listen to you. I can't play with you. I'm hardly at home. I'm not interested in your problems. I don't talk to you as much. Then do you think this is love? Do you think this love will build a bond between me and my children? Never. Never. They will be in yes, of course, we are all in the same home, and you know, maybe we see each other I don't know, an hour a day, well, maybe less, but there is no bond. On the other hand, if that father love his children and spend time, he's interested in what they are interested in, he listen to what their problems are, he's trying to fix it or trying to help, or at least listen and give advices, spend some time, maybe play with them, maybe talk to them, maybe interact with his children in a way or another, showing that love. So when the children comes back from school or from whatever and they have a problem, they find a father or a mother, taban, that they have time to sit down and listen and talk and answer and give advices. This is the affectionate love. Affectionate, kindly, you will let be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. Let's take this on a church level. And we, as in the church, when we talk to each other or when we serve with each other in this church that the apostles has established, we have to show each other love. In service, we have to show each other love. And that's why the rest of the verse say, in honor, giving preference to one another. Ego. So you're not going to just say, oh, I love you, and you say to me, oh, I love you too, and that's it. And you have to, in honor, giving preference to one another, showing that love by giving preference to one another. I put you first, you put me first. This is by showing. Come on, it doesn't have to be يعني, just kidda by يعني, مثلا, خش من الباب, مثلا, entering the door. أقول لك, آه, تفضل, انت تقول, لا, تفضل. It's not just like that, but it means that I have to show that I put you first. For example, we are sitting in a meeting. You have an opinion, I have another opinion. I'll put you first. Your opinion goes. Even though I've got a different opinion, but your opinion goes, because this is showing love, showing that I love you. Even though I've got a different opinion, and I think what I, of course, everyone thinks that whatever he thinks is right. But because we have this brotherly, brotherly love, then I will put you first. You do, I agree with, or I will accept what you say, or I'm going to accept your opinion, and I'm going to let, or I'm going to back you up in whatever you want to do. And this is, taban, I'm just taking one example, but there are lots of examples that we can go through that showing this brotherly love to one another, which is, I think, is extremely important, bearing in mind that we are completing each other. I can't say, nah, you know nothing, I know everything, whatever I go, or whatever I say goes, full stop. Then where is this brotherly love? Where is this affectionate love that St. Paul is talking to us about? And I think this is extremely important, because without this affectionate love, without this strong love that we have, with the time, this, as I said, this glue is going to fade away. Fish glue. Then we're going to be everyone separate from each other. And as a result, this building, this church, this body of Christ is going to collapse, is going to have no, not linked or not joined together, or not strong, at least it's not strong enough to resist the temptation and to resist all the tribulation that we're going through from the world. And I think this is a very important thing. As I said, the apostles, when they established the church, they established it on one of the important principles that they established it on is this strong, affectionate love, brotherly love. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. If anyone has any question, please feel free to ask. Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. And we really appreciate that the love of Abuna's of the church and their invitation. خلاص يا ابونا كده بقى نيجي بكره بقى ان شاء الله نكمل I can get away with it, huh? I thought I'd rather keep it short and sweet and straight to the point, and so we don't take much. Yes, how did it help? What do we do, if this is happening? Well, if love is lost, it means that we are in an endangered situation. That's why we have to go back to find out why this... Of course, the love will be lost if there is no affection. I'll give you an example. As I said, husband and a wife and children in a house, they're living together. They don't express their love to each other. Of course, there are problems coming up. They're fighting, they're screaming, they do everything you can imagine. Why? Because this love does not show. It can show, for example, if I say nice word to my wife and vice versa, or to my children, and they bardo the same. We have to express our love to each other. Sometimes, unfortunately, we don't express that love. Of course, they know that I love them, Yes, they know that you love them, but you have to express that love to the people that you are living with, the people around you. Of course, I agree with you. Sometimes we're lacking, maybe we don't have time to spend together more. Maybe we don't express our love to each other. Sometimes this love become lukewarm, I'll become cold a bit. So what we have to do is spend more time together, talk to each other together, show each other more love, be affectionate in our love. And I think this is very, very important. We have to do that. No one is going to do it to us. If you don't express your love, no one can express it for you. You have to express your love to others around you that you are serving with and you are living with. And of course, this... if I feel the love of God in my heart, it will reflect automatically. You will find, for example, if I feel how God is nice and kind and affectionate to me, that will reflect automatically. I'm full of love and I am overflowing on the people around me. All what I can say, words full of love and full of affection, full of I'm showing that that love in a way or another. So it just happened. So all I have to do, I think, answering your question, is I have to concentrate and make sure that I feel God's love in my heart. And as I said, that will overflow. I feel how God is working in my heart, in my life, how He loves us so much, and how, or love me in particular, and the things that He does in my life, the things that He is protecting me from, the things that He is taking me through, and so forth, and feel that love in my heart. And obviously, as I said, that will overflow, for sure. Yeah. Does that answer your question? Yeah? Thank you. And this is a very important thing, because sometimes, برضو هرجع back to the family thing, sometimes مثلا as a father or as a mother, I think that when I give my son pocket money, then that's a sign of love. No. Maybe at a time he needs, as I said, he just needs me to sit down and listen to his problems. And that takes us to the language of love. How can I express, you know, it's like the radio channel. You have to make sure that you tune it properly so it can detect and receive the signals, so you can hear whatever you want to hear. And I think this is very important. Sometimes we as human, we change. So sometimes I need someone to listen to me. Sometimes I need to play مثلا with someone as a child, with my father or my mother. Sometimes I need someone to look after me in a way or another. Sometimes I need someone to maybe take me somewhere, or just spend time with me, or read me a story, or whatever. So it depends what I need, and this is very important. I have to make sure that when I express my love to that person, he detects that. He understands it that way. Because maybe sometimes, for example, as parents, we are overprotective. I want to protect my child. Don't go here, don't go there, don't talk to this, don't talk to that. To me, I love that person. But to him, he's not detecting it that way. He feels that you are killing me, you are choking me. I can't breathe. And definitely that's not going to be a sign of love from this child point of view, even though as a parent we do it out of love, but it's not going to be detected at all. So it is important for us to make sure that when I express my love to someone around me, it's the sign or it's the language that he or she understand. He will understand it that way. He will understand that I'm expressing my love. I love that person. He will understand that through whatever I'm doing to that person. And this is very important, because if he doesn't or she doesn't understand that, then there is no point. I'm not bringing my point across. I'm not expressing my love to that person. And I think this is very important. I don't know if that answered the question or not. Okay. Thank you very much for your time. May God bless you.